to give faith in the hearers of the Bhagavatam. Sudha Goswami explained the glories of hearing the Bhagavatam. By hearing the Bhagavatam, all obstacles will be destroyed. Bhagavad Bhakti Naistiki. The Supreme Lord Himself will enter the heart through the pathway of the ears. Therefore, Krishna, who is all powerful, appears in this world in the form of Harikata. Therefore, in the end of Bhagavatam describes Nadijava Yatsadu Labdam Nijavijavaibavam Mahusam Sprishyatam Himanasam. Hrati, Ango, Ajabir, Srutibi, Angobi, Kovaina, Sevatamakunda, Vikramam. O Sri Hari is all powerful, and his pastimes have the same power. Krishna enters the path, the heart through the pathway of hearing submissively. Then Krishna himself, in the form of Harikata, Angajam, dispels all impurities in the heart. Kovaina, Sevatamakunda, Vikramam. Who will not take the association of sadhus and hear the all-powerful pastimes of Hari? Then, after hearing of the glories of hearing the Bhagavatam, then the sages developed a greed to hear the Bhagavatam. They said, O Sutta Goswami, you are most fortunate. Sutta, Sutta, Mahabhaga. Vada, Vatatam, Vada. Of all knowers of Veda, you are the topmost. You are most fortunate. Therefore, please recite to us this message of the Bhagavatam, which was spoken originally by the great and powerful sage, Sukadeva Goswami. In what period did the Bhagavatam first begin? Why was the Bhagavatam taken up? From where did Krishna Dwaipara and Vedavyas receive the Bhagavatam? Where did he get the inspiration to compile this literature? Vyasa's son, Sukadeva Goswami, was a great devotee. He was an equibalanced monist. His mind was always absorbed in monism, Advaitavad. He was transcendental to all material qualities. And he always used to walk naked. Therefore, why did his son leave Vyasadev? And why was he attracted to hearing this Bhagavatam? Therefore, Sutta Goswami gave answer. The history of Bhagavatam, we should not think of Bhagavatam only manifested 5,000 years ago. Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, therefore Bhagavatam is always present, eternal. Therefore, we hear from Guru Maharaj many histories of the appearance of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he performed his pastimes, but very few persons could understand him. Even when Krishna spoke the whole Bhagavad Gita, still, after hearing and seeing Krishna, the soldiers of Duryodhana still tried to kill him. Therefore, could they understand him? If they could not even understand Krishna in Dwarka, then how then understand Krishna in Mathura or Krishna in Vrindavan? Therefore, Krishna was thinking, I came to this world. Yada yada hidanamasya glani bharati abharata. Krishna, out of his mercy, appears in this world to manifest his form, which is inconceivable to the vision of the conditioned souls in the material world. But they, Krishna was thinking, now they cannot understand me. So when Radha Krishna finished their pastimes, Krishna called Sukadeva Goswami, Sukha, the parrot of Radhika. Just like when Ramachandra left this world, he kept one monkey, Hanuman. The best of the devotees, Hanuman, was ordered to stay in this world to spread, to preach the Ramayana. The same way, Krishna ordered Sukadeva Goswami, Sukha, the parrot. You stay in this world and manifest the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Guru Maharaj always explains nicely. We've heard it before, but it's very wonderful. Which parrot was Sukha? He was the parrot of Radhika. He used to sit on the hand of Radhika, and Radharani used to feed Sukadeva Goswami pomegranate seeds and sweet rice. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, his guru is Radhika, because Radharani is only talking one topic. Radharani day and night is talking one thing. What? Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes. Therefore, Srila Chivakar Maharaj, I remember when I first came to Sangha, some disciples would hear Gurudev's kata. Oh, Radharani, tavaivasmi, tavaivasmi. Radharani, I am yours, I am yours, I am yours, I am no one else's. devil used to cut a picture of Radha Krishna in half and throw Krishna in the garbage bin. Yes. Oh, Radharani is mine, no one else. How foolish. Srila Chivaka Maharaj, if you go to Radharani and said, I am not Krishna's, I am only yours. I don't like Krishna, I only like you, then what will Radharani say? Get the hell out of here. Radharani said, my life and soul is Krishna. You don't like my Krishna, then get away from me. Therefore, Guru Maharaj's words are deep. We should not misunderstand them. Become a servant of Radharani means to completely become Krishna's. Because Radharani's inside, outside, is only one thing, Krishna. You think you won't speak the Krishna Katha when you're with Srimati Radhika? What else are you going to speak? Therefore, Manjari is one of their main sevaras. What? Speaking Krishna Katha to Radhika for her happiness. It's nothing else. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami, he knows all Krishna Katha. Why? He learned directly from Radhika herself. Vrindavan, Ananda Vrindavan Shambhu describes that Radharani's Purvaraj to Krishna is so powerful, even she cannot completely describe to her friends like Lalita and Vishakha. Therefore, who will she explain to? Sukadev Goswami. Because a parrot, isn't it? A parrot's not going to spill the beans. Therefore, Radharani, in separation from Krishna, in her rooms, she's always speaking all verses describing in separation from Krishna. So Sukadev Goswami hearing all katha of Radharani directly from the mouth of Radhika. Then Sukadev Goswami, Sukha, thinking, how I can tolerate Radharani's separation? Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Sri Krishna, what is it? Sri Krishna, Sri Radha Virahe, no, Sri Krishna Virahe, Radhikara Dasi, Amitu Sahitana. I cannot tolerate Radharani's separation from Krishna. Therefore, the job of all the residents of Vrindavan is somehow to arrange the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Sukha Goswami, as the topmost Brijvasi, how he can tolerate Radharani's separation? He left Bhashana and flew to Nandagaon. Kavi Kanapur described that time, even though Krishna knows everything, he was immersed in the moods of Sakya and Batsali Rasa especially. Day and night he'd play with his friends. No footballs are there, they're throwing kumkum flowers like footballs, playing. Krishna day and night didn't know anything else except the affection of his mother and father and the affection of the Sakyas. They were the person responsible for changing the heart of Krishna. It's Sukha Goswami. Sukha Parrot would hide in the green tree. In the Mukha Upanishad describes, the soul never merges with Bhagawan, only looks like he's merged. Like a green parrot goes into a green tree, it looks like the parrot has merged with the tree, but he's not merged. The Atma may look like it merges with Brahman, but it doesn't merge, he's still there, present. Therefore, Sukha Goswami in the parrot in the tree began chanting all the verses describing Radharani's separation from Krishna. Shameti Sundareti Manohareti. O Sham Sundara. O Manoharam, all attractive. Krishna. Manohareti, you've stolen my mind. All those verses, Radharas Sudaniti. You can read nice verses. When Krishna heard the separation mood of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna's mind became changed. The son, the daughter of Vrishabhanu has so much affection for me. Krishna's mind became less interested in Sakya and Batsalya and became inclined towards the feet of Radhika by the mercy of Sukha Goswami. Therefore, Krishna is so much eager to hear more, he called that parrot onto his hands. Guru says, Krishna is a transcendental cupid who is called by Krishna, how he can resist. Therefore, the mercy of Radharani, someone becomes attracted to the bhajan of Krishna. But if our bhajan of Krishna has not brought us to the feet of Radharani, our Krishna bhajan is useless. What is Radha Radha bhajanana tabi mati nahi bela Krishna bhajanatari akarani gela. If our bhajan of Krishna has not brought us to the feet of Radharani, our Krishna bhajan is useless. Therefore, this is praman. You want affection for the feet of Krishna. If you want Krishna to accept you, you have to take the shelter of Radhika. Otherwise, how you can be accepted? Radha Padabina Krishna Nahimala. Without the mercy of Radharani, without the shelter of Radharani, how you can meet Krishna? And these things are all taught in Bhagavatam. Krishna called Sukra on his hand and tell me more. Sukra Goswami spilled everything. Krishna's mind became completely attracted to Radharani, but Radharani is thinking, where's my parrot? One who's come to the hand of Krishna, will he leave again? Not possible. Therefore Radharani sent her friends Lita and Vishakha. Lita Vishakha said, Krishna, you have heard you are stealing butter, stealing cloth of the gopis, but now you've become so degraded, you're even stealing birds? That parrot is not yours. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. Everyone and everything in Vrindavan belongs to her. Don't steal off her. You should return her parrot back to the original owner. Therefore Krishna said, in Vrindavan there's no chains. The bird is free to go. Sukadeva Goswami is not going. Therefore Lalita Vishakha complained to Mother Yasoda, Krishna has stolen the bird of Asaki. Then Mother Yasoda came and twisted the ear of Krishna and took the bird off and gave back to Radhika. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, he knows the confidential moods inside the heart of both Radhika and also of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna and Radhika ordered him, when we go back to Godhead, figuratively speaking, you stay here and teach what is the Siddhanta of the pastimes of Radha Krishna. 99% of people think pastimes of Radha Krishna is a bit like a Vedic Romeo and Juliet. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami was in this world to manifest the glories of Bhagavatam. Sukha the parrot was almost greedy to hear Harikatha. Therefore, one person is speaking Harikatha. Who is that? Mahadev. Pancha Mukha Bole Murari. Mahadev with five mouths is always chanting the name Murari, Murari, Murari. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, Lord Shiva, after the pastimes of the Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva left Varanasi and went to Jagannath Puri. Lord Shiva is also Guru, therefore he is very affectionate to his disciple, Banasur. Banasur had 1,000 arms. He had a daughter named Usha. Usha became attracted in dream to Aniruddha. In her dream, she was embracing Aniruddha. She cried, my beloved, don't leave me. Her girlfriend named Chitra said, which beloved you have enjoyed with in your dream? She said, I don't know his name, I only know his form. Therefore Chitra drew many forms, until finally she drew the form of Krishna. Usha became ashamed because that was her father-in-law. In the Vedic history, the girl will always cover her face before the father-in-law. When she saw the picture of Krishna, she became ashamed. Then she saw Pradyumna. She saw Aniruddha. Yes, that is my beloved. Krishna was grandfather, actually. Sorry. So Chitra kidnapped Aniruddha, brought him to the palace of Banasur. They're enjoying together. Of course, when Banasur found out that his daughter was having a relationship and not married, how disgraceful, he felt very much shamed. Therefore, he kidnapped Aniruddha. Krishna came and there was a big fight. Lord Shiva had so much affection to his disciples, he took the side of his own disciple against Krishna. Deva yasya prasado bhagavat prasadam yasya prasadam nagati kutovi venu. No problem if Krishna hates you, no problem. But Guru must always be there. Even if Krishna is against us, but Guru is still favorably inclined towards us, we don't care, no problem, no loss at all. That teaching is there in Bhagavatam. Therefore Mahadev with his army, including Kartikeya and Ganesh and all his gun. A big fight was there between him and the battle of and Krishna's army. Lord Shiva was whipped. He was defeated. Muyanti Yatsureyo, even the demigods headed by Mahadev cannot understand the pastimes of Krishna. How can we understand? Therefore, all this was going somewhere. Where was it going? Yes, that's right, Mahadev. Krishna cut off the 996 arms of Banasura. Only 4 were left. That means because you have so much faith in your Guru Lord Shiva, I'm giving you liberation in a 4-armed form. So, Mahadev ended up having a fight with Krishna. Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra. As a result, I'm mixing a few stories together. The whole of Varanasi was burnt to ashes. So Mahadev left Varanasi and went to Puri. Puri is even more dear to Mahadev than Varanasi. Puru Prabhu in New York told me Bhakti Vallabhtirtha Maharaj, he was going outside a Hindu temple. He went in and began speaking katha. He said, Lord Shiva was sick of hearing all Mayavadi katha. He wanted to hear some pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, he inspired us to come here and to speak some Hari katha. Therefore, Mahadeva is always speaking the pastimes of the Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami knows. Sukadeva Goswami went there and hid in the tree. Before in Bhubaneswar was one big tree. Bhubaneswar used to be called Ekamragram, the village of one mango tree. That village mango tree was 5 miles thick. Imagine the mangoes that came from that baby. There he was speaking Bhagavatam, and his Shakti, his wife, she was hearing katha, but the first, especially the second and the third cantos we'll hear tomorrow. Too much Siddhanta is there. Guru Maharaj says, don't mind, ladies, not so much liking philosophy, therefore. She fell asleep. Mahadev, with his eyes closed, was absorbed in speaking Bhagavatam. Devi could not understand that she was sleeping. When he was speaking, Sukha Goswami, the voice of Uma, was saying, yes, yes, very nice, very good. Yes, no, very good. At the end of the Bhagavatam, he opened his eyes, he saw Parvati was sleeping. He became angry. Who was saying yes, no, very good? He looked and saw one bird was there, Sukha Goswami. One time Narada Muni went to Parvati and asked, you know Lord Shiva wears a necklace of skulls? Yes. Did he ever tell you whose heads they were? She said, no. Oh, Narada Muni said, oh, please forgive me. I thought you must have been dear to Shiva, therefore he would have told you. Immediately she became angry. She went and said, that necklace of heads, whose heads are they? Then Shiva said, yours. What? My heads are there? Yes. He said, because every time you die, every time you take a form and die, I keep your head there as a remembrance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then she said, why? I die many times, but you don't die? Why? And he said, because you sleep when you hear Hare Katha. But I never sleep when I hear Hare Katha. Therefore you die, but I do not die. Therefore, falling asleep in kirtan is criminal. That means up too many anathas are there. Too many. If you fall asleep when... Sometimes we hear of devotees falling asleep in their own class. We've heard. They want to mention names. Fall asleep in their own katha. You can imagine how many anathas they have if they fall asleep when they're giving kirtan. Therefore, to fall asleep in kirtan means you have too many anathas, Baba. You might as well pack up your bags and go home. But to fall asleep on hearing, this also means too many anattas, too many unwanted desire. Not good symptom. Therefore, to fall asleep in kirtan means too many gross anattas there. To fall asleep while hearing, that means anattas there. And to fall asleep when remembering is the easiest. That means anattas there, but in a subtle form. Therefore, Mahadev, when he saw the bird, he became angry. Rascal bird, he has heard Bhagavatam illegally. He took his tree saw and went to kill Sukadeva Goswami. He became afraid. It's Armageddon. When Lord Shiva dances, he destroys the universe. Therefore, when Lord Shiva dances, when he's angry, it's the real Armageddon. Armageddon. Armageddon out of here. Sukadeva Goswami ran. He flew to the Himalaya. Lord Shiva chasing him with a tree saw. He flew to the ashram of Vyasadev, who was speaking. Vyasadeva's wife was hearing in ecstasy. Her mouth was open. Sukadeva Goswami entered the mouth and entered the womb. Therefore, he became the son of Vyasadeva. Lord Shiva came in a very angry mood. Vyasadeva, you know everything. You must know where that bird has gone. Vyasadeva was smiling. Mahadev, by his glance, destroys the creation. Therefore, why are you so much interested in killing a bird, an insignificant parrot? And Shiva said, he has heard the Bhagavatam illegally, therefore I must kill him. Vyasadev smiled. Mahadev, you know everything. Then you must know the result of hearing the Bhagavatam. What's the result of someone who hears Bhagavatam with attention? Mahadev said, he becomes amar. He becomes immortal. And Mahadev, Vyasadev said, if he's become immortal, how you can kill him? And Mahadev agreed, he laughed, hanged up his trident and went home. So Sukadev Goswami, that's how he appeared as the son of Vyas. But he stayed in the womb for 16 years. Mother was saying, come on, enough's enough. Come out, whoever you are. But Vyas, from the womb, Sukadev Goswami said, no. Because here, just we know what a terrible situation the womb is. The baby is stuck like a banana. His backbone is bent. He cannot breathe. He cannot eat. He is force-fed. The chewed-up remnants of the mother. Don't feel so hungry now. The digestive fire of the mother burns, but we'll hear about that nectar tonight. If any of you are thinking of becoming a little bit weak in your spiritual practices, you should hear the instructions of Kapiladev gives to his mother. The situation of birth in the womb. So any time you're feeling like moving away from the Four Regular Principles, should 5th canto and 3rd canto are very instructive and supportive in our spiritual activities. Describe the hellish planets and the situation of the jiva in the womb. Such a terrible situation in the womb of the mother, but Sukadeva Goswami said, no, mother, I am okay here. I'm afraid of Maya. If I don't want to take birth. Prabhupada said, the only difference between me and my disciples, I'm afraid of Maya, and they are not. Sukadeva Goswami is afraid of Maya. I not come to this world. This world is duality. Happiness and distress. Friend and enemy. Hunger, thirst, hot and cold. Here in the womb is okay. Here I get the chance for Harikata. But when I'm born, I don't know what will happen. We should try to stay in the temple no matter what happens. Because in the temple, good or bad, there's always Harikata. But outside, where you'll get Harikata? Only the Harikata of the children, the wife, pestering for bills. No Harikata will be there. Therefore, no matter what happens, we should stay in that situation with sadhus, with Harikata. That lesson is given. Even though in the temple may be many, many problems, many, many headaches, we must make a sankalpa like Sukadeva Goswami. No matter what happens, I'm staying with Sadhu Guru. I'm staying with Kata. That lesson is given. You reckon in the temple is hellish? I tell you, outside is 1,000 times more hellish. Here is some problem, some suffering. But that suffering that comes in the service of Guru Vaishnav, that is good for us. One time, one follower of Gorkhasura's Babaji Maharaj was collecting in the sun, hot sun. They asked, why are you sending your disciple to suffer in the hot sun? And Gorkhasura's Babaji Maharaj quoted one song of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Hey Vaishnav Thakur, that suffering which comes in the service of Hari Guru Vaishnav, that suffering is what destroys all obstacles in my spiritual life. You think we have anattas removed by living happily, eating nicely, eating and sleeping? No. When there's too much suffering in the service of Guru Vaishnav, that suffering destroys all our problems, all our anattas. So Gogama said, don't run away from suffering, embrace it. And we'll hear that from the prayers of Queen Kunti. She is praying for suffering. If life was very easy in the temple, who would remember Gurudev? No one would remember. But when there's too much suffering, then we realize, I only have one shelter, that's Gurudev, and the holy name and Thakurji, nothing else. Those things we can learn here. So Sukadeva Goswami is not coming from the womb. Here is okay. Here is Harikata, satsang. I don't know what will happen if I come outside. Vyas said, don't worry, son, I promise you, Maya will not catch you. Sukadeva Goswami said, I don't believe you. I only believe in Krishna. Devi hiya sugunamayi mama maya dulatya mamivam yei prapadyante maya mitam tarantite. Krishna said, Maya belongs to me. It's my energy. No one can cross it without my mercy. Therefore, Vyasadeva, he meditated. He brought Krishna personally there. Krishna called Sukadev. Come out from the womb. And so Krishna took away his maya. In that time when there was no maya, Sukadev Goswami appeared. Immediately took the form of a 16-year-old boy. And completely naked, Haribol, Haribol, Krishna, Govinda Madhava, Kesavabol, he went to the forest. That time completely naked, therefore Sukadeva Goswami is called Digamba. Digamba means he has no cloth, the 10 directions are his cloth. This soul already has so many cloths, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, citta, the senses of sight, smell, taste, hearing and touch. Who needs any more clothes to teach that? He went naked. So, where's my plan? There it is. Sukadeva Goswami left everything. His father, Vyasadeva, was chasing behind him. Putreti, putreti, maya taro, taro, binetos. Stop, stop, my son. That time I'd wait to church. Sorry. Sukadeva Goswami was in the mood of being an impersonalist, a monist, to show afterwards the attractive power of the pastimes of Krishna. Putreti, putreti, wait, Vyasadeva called. Wait, wait, there's something I want to give you. That something was the pastimes of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam. But Sukadeva Goswami, he never heard, he kept walking. Walking, his father was chasing behind him. That time there were many apsaras, beautiful girls taking bath naked in the pond. Sukadeva Goswami was also naked walking. Those girls felt no shame. Prabhupada said, normally, Haribol, those were the good old days, a girl to be seen naked before anyone but the husband is like worse than death, worse than death. Therefore, normally a chaste girl, when she sees a naked boy, if she's naked, how much she'll feel shy. She wants to give up her body. When they saw Sukadeva Goswami, they felt no shy, no shame. Because they see he never knows the difference between lakri and a larki. There's no difference between firewood and a girl. He never sees male, female, anything, because he's completely immersed in transcendence. Then when the girls could understand the face of the index of the heart, he has no lust. He has no material desire. They saw him, they felt no shame. And Vyasadeva came running, the girls covered their body. Vyasadeva was amazed. What are you doing? I'm like your grandfather's grandfather. I'm so old. I'm also a great saint. But you feel shy when you see me, but you didn't see shy when you see my 16-year-old son. Why? And the girl said, not mine, Maharaj. You see this world, but your son never sees this world. Therefore, those girls never felt shy. So afterwards, Vyasadev, see, this first canto is hard. There's so many pastimes. Who is Vyasadev? If we can understand who his son is, then you can understand who is Vyasadev. The Supreme Lord, previously, one could understand the Vedas just by hearing. But in Kali Yuga, who can remember anything? Radhika, what were you doing this time of last week? What about this time yesterday? Very hard to remember even that thing. We cannot even remember what we were doing 2 days ago, then how are we going to remember the whole Vedas? Because in this age of Kali Yuga, people's memory is very short, their lifespan is short, the process of just hearing and remembering is not possible. Therefore, out of his mercy, the great sage, the great Supreme Lord appeared in the form of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva appeared in the beginning of Kali Yuga to write the scriptures which were before understood by the process of hearing. He put them pen to paper so people could get a chance to read and study the Vedic scriptures. Therefore, Vyasadeva appeared in an island in the middle of the Kalindi. His complexion is darkish. He is also an incarnation of Krishna. Therefore, and he expands the Vedas. Therefore, his full name is Sri Krishna Dwaipayan Veda Vyas. Sri Krishna, because he's an incarnation of Krishna. Dwaipayan, he's born an island. Veda Vyas, because he expands the Vedas. He appeared in the middle of Kalindi as the son of Purasa Rishi. Purasa Rishi used to live in Vrindavan. Sometimes he would come across to Mathura for some business, I should say. But one day when he wanted to cross the river, there was no boatman to take him across the other side. That time there was one girl, her name was Matsyaganda, isn't it? One king had passed seamen into a river. That seaman was taken by a fish. Her mother was a fish, therefore when she was born, she smelled like a fish. Her name was Matsyaganda. No one was willing to perform the seva of taking that sadhu across the river. Therefore, Matsyaganda, she said, I will do. Despite great inconvenience to herself, she performed the seva of rowing the sadhu across the Yamuna to the other side. Purasa Rishi was very much satisfied with her. What happens when you get the mercy of a sadhu? Madhu? Krishna se tuma, Krishna dite para tumara sakati ache. Amitu kangal, Krishna Krishna boli daita vapache pache. When a sadhu is pleased, what happens? You get Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, who is present in the heart of Purasa Rishi, came to the womb of Matsyaganda. We should not think there's any mundane, like man, Romeo and Juliet, all that type of stuff. It's the blessing of prayer. So Rishi, the Supreme Lord, appeared in the womb of Matsyagandha as the incarnation of Godhead, Vyasadeva. When Vyasadeva appeared from her womb and by the blessing of Parasarishi, her fish smell went away and she got a new name, Padmagandha, lotus girl, lotus smell. And another name she got is Satyavati. No, Satyavati. Therefore, Vyasadeva appeared from her womb. She was very much ashamed. I am not married. I am a virgin girl. I just gave birth to a son. What will I tell the parents? They cannot imagine how degraded Kali Yuga is now. Now the women, there's some inconvenience, they abort the child. Shame on that husband, shame on that girl. Don't do. Even Prabhupada says, what to speak of aborting the child, even conception is considered to be as sinful as abortion. Therefore, all these contraception, what did I say? Contraception is considered to be as sinful as abortion. Therefore, take care, think once, think twice, then don't do it. You want to be grihastha, be perfect grihastha. All these things we can learn. The girl was very much ashamed. I am a single girl. How I can have a child? What will Dad say? Therefore, blessing of Parashurishi, her virginity was remained intact. Vyasadeva was born and mainly took the form of a 16-year-old youth. And he went from the mother. The mother cried, "Oh son, don't leave me." And Vyasadeva said, "Don't worry, mother. I promise, if you think of me in the mind, I will appear." So quickly, Mahabharat describes afterwards, when the dynasty of the Kuruvas was about to be finished, that time there was no one to continue the line. Bhishmasen's two brothers had died, and Bhishma had taken a vow of celibacy. Who will continue the dynasty? That time, Padmagandha Satyavati remembered her son Vyasadeva. He called Vyasadeva. Yes, that time is Dwapara Yuga. The older brother has a right to impregnate the younger the wives of his younger brother if the brother is dead or infertile. But Kali Yuga, five things are forbidden. That is one of them. So Vyasadeva agreed, but Vyasadeva was performing austerities. Therefore, his beard, he was very dirty. He had not cleaned himself for a long time. Therefore, you could imagine there was some bad aroma coming. He had not, you could imagine, Hare Krishna. Therefore, the first girl, her number came up to do the duty, do the needful, as Prabhupada used to say. But she was so much terrified by Vyasadeva's appearance, she closed her eyes. As a result of the disrespect of Vyasadeva, this child was born blind. The second girl, her number came up. She learned of the fault of her sister, but she was still so terrified. The child was born white complexion. The first child was born blind, Dhritarashtra. Second child was born, Pandu. Then the first girl, her number came up again. She goes, "My God, once is enough. Once bitten, twice shy." She called her maidservant. "You do it." That maidservant gave complete respect to Vyasadeva. She worshipped him, was very respectful, affectionate to him. He blessed her. "Because you are giving proper respect to a sadhu, I bless you, your son will have all transcendental knowledge. He will be the reservoir of all qualities." And that son took birth as Vidur. "Vidur Maharaj ki jai." So some pastimes of Vyasadeva. So Vyasadeva, he performed the work of compiling the Vedas. He cut the one Veda into four, Rigata, Sama, and Yajurveda. He compiled the Upanishads, that which brings you near to the Lord. Upanishads of two sections, that which deals with Karmakanda and that which concerning the worship of the Lord, Brahman, Upasanabhag. He compiled the Puranic histories. Some think the Puranas are not the Veda. This is not true. Jiva Goswami gives the example. If you have a golden bangle which has a piece missing, how do you complete the bangle? With gold. Because the Puranas complete the Vedas, then the Vedas are also, the Puranas are also Vedic. He compiled the Upanishads, the Upanishads, the 18 main Puranas, many different types of Upapuran, Upaveda, Sangeet Ved, Kama Sutra, what's it called? Weapon? Shastra Ved, Astra Ved, many, many things he did. Don't want to go there. sorry, Ayurveda, different types of yoga, everything. He compiled everything, blah, blah, Dharma, Kama, Moksha, but he was not satisfied. The sage of Sutta Goswami, the sage of Namaskara, asked how the Vedic history came, why Sukadeva Goswami left, how Vyasadeva got the Purana, this Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva, he compiled everything, but he was not satisfied. At that time, he could not understand his own mind. His Gurudev came, Narad Muni. Vyasa even compiled the fifth Veda, the Mahabharata, which is for less intelligent, like Sudras, women. Sudras means everyone else except the women. Sudras, women, who cannot understand philosophy in Kali Yuga, that's everyone. Kalo Sutra Sambhavo, women should not become sad when it says they're less intelligent, because in Kali Yuga everyone's a Sudra anyway. Kalo Sutra Sambhavo. He compiled the Mahabharata, he compiled the Vedanta, but he was not satisfied. His mind was not satisfied even though he engaged himself in working for the benefit of others. Even though he knew his dissatisfaction, he could not understand the cause of his dissatisfaction. Therefore, at that time, the great sage Narad Muni appeared. Vyasadeva worshipped his spiritual master properly and said, Gurudev, you are the expert doctor. Therefore, you know the disease and the medicine. Please describe why, despite doing so much work for the benefit of others, I remain unsatisfied. Narad Muni smiled and said, Parasa ja mahabhaga bhagavat kachid atmana padatusyati sarira atma manasa evava. O Parasanandan, son of Parasa Rishi, are you satisfied by identifying with the mind and the body as objects of self-realization? Means he gave him the hammer. You've only talked about the happiness of the body and the mind. You have not talked about the happiness of the soul. Therefore, you have described all type of rubbish knowledge. You have fully delineated the subject of a personal Brahman. Therefore, you should think yourself why you are dissatisfied. You have only talked about dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. And the ordinary, therefore, you have described materialistic topics. And the common persons, by following you, will be misled. You have broadly described the four principles beginning with religiosity, but you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhavadutata prayam yaso bhagavatamalam yena vaishanatushyate manyate dashanamakilam. But you have not described the pastimes of Radha Govinda or any other incarnation. Therefore, that philosophy which does not describe the pastimes of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord, is called Tadashinam Akilam, not correct philosophy. You have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the Supreme Person, Sri Krishna. That philosophy which does not satisfy the senses of the Lord is considered useless. You have not described the glories of Krishna. Nayad vachas chitramadam hariyaso jagat pavitram praganata karichit tad bayasam tirtam usanti manasano yatra hangsa ninamanti uksikshayo. Just like a garbage dump. Which birds go to the garbage dump, Prem? The crows. The crows find great pleasure in the garbage dump, but the swans only go to clear and cool places. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, most persons are like crows, and therefore they will be attracted to your garbage dump called the Vedas. But you have not given anything. You look directly, he's saying. But you have not given anything for the Paramahamsas. For the perfect persons who are uninterested in topics of this world, you should write something for the spotless persons, the perfect in souls, and those who wish to become perfect. Tadvag visago janagadya viplavo yasmin prati shlokam apravati pati vad namanya nantasyaso angitani shat shrivanti gayanti grinanti saduva. Therefore, that literature which is full of descriptions of the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna, even though imperfectly composed, will be accepted by those men who are completely honest. Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grinanti, Saruva, those persons who are sadhus, who can accept the essence of everything, they will, Shrinvanti, hear, Gayanti, chant, Grinanti, and accept the message of the pastimes of Krishna, even though it may be imperfectly composed. Sometimes we hear devotees say, well, why shall I hear from him? He's not a Mahabhagavan. Some people even think, well, I won't go to anyone else's class except Gurudev. That means they're like crows. Because an expert person, even Prabhupada used to say, even though you find gold in a dirty place, they'll still accept it. Therefore, someone may be speaking and there's Harikata may fault, they may have fault. But that person who's Srinvanti, Gayan, that person who is sadhu, that person will accept it, even though it's imperfectly composed. We should keep that as a remembrance. Naiskaramam api achuta bhava vajanam, nasabrijanam alam nilanjanam. Any conception of self-realization which does not have mention of the Supreme Lord is considered to be useless. What is the use of any topics, of any activities, it does not promote our attraction to the Supreme Lord? Therefore, ato mahabhaga bhavam amogadrik suchi srava satyarito dhritabhata. Therefore, Vyas, you have taken a very strong vow. Your vision is perfect. Your fame is spotless. Thus now, in samadhi, samadhi anushramana tad vichestitatam. Now you should go in samadhi and think of the pastimes of Mukunda. Therefore, Narad Muni put his hand on the head of Vyasadev. And Vyasadev in his samadhi, he saw what? For those two verses. Pradas,